Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
What's going on in there?
Oh, not much.
Boom. That.
Okay, now, Amanda, you have never once watched any adult movie or anything like that, right?
No.
Okay, so when you hear about Teen Mom, Farrah, having one that was released yesterday, is that something that you are like interested in seeing? Because it's going to be talked about. You're going to hear about it for a year.
We've been hearing about it for 2 weeks.
Right. Is that something that you would check out? Or just, no, you're disgusted by it and see ya?
I am not interested in it whatsoever.
How old is she now, Farrah?
That's a great question.
She's younger than me.
20? 20 or 21?
Yuck.
Now, what if Mike was watching it? And not for like the reason you're thinking, but just because he's interested to find out about this because we've been hearing about it.
Because he's interested. Curtis, give me a break.
That's why I watched it.
That is such a load.
I watched the trailer here this morning at 5 a.m. There were no impure thoughts in my head. It was, let's see what this is. What's
because you're
talking
a radio
about?
Guy. You Mike is not read. A radio guy.
You can read what it is. You don't need to watch it. I would be mad if Mike watched it. Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering. We were having an
glad off, we got that cleared
we're
up.
We're having an off-air discussion.
Super glad we got that cleared up. Can we talk about turtles now, please?
Yes, let's do that. That's much safer.
Okay, so there's a TV station in Oklahoma City that put this rubber turtle in a street because they wanted to see if people would swerve. And we've been cracking up about it because four people intentionally ran over the turtle.
Ran right over it. One guy.
Rude.
Most people did swerve, but four intentionally ran over it. One car filled with guys. What did they do, Curtis?
They picked it up and stole
it. They stopped the car and stole the rubber turtle.
Now, the funny thing about it is they thought that it was a real turtle when they stopped. They wanted a real turtle. But when they
do you think they were just going to move it when they thought it was real?
No, he said he wanted it. He wanted to keep it as a turtle because they race turtles. So they're always picking them up off the road. It's easier to get them instead of in the water.
Okay.
But once you realize it's a rubber turtle, wouldn't you then just put it back?
I don't know. Why would you? I think it'd be funnier to take a rubber turtle.
It's going to lose
because
every
why
race.
Why is there a rubber turtle in the
but
road?
But it would never win the race.
Ow, I don't know.
It doesn't run at all.
But this, okay, so here's my question. I am a swerver. I've tried not to be a swerver. I heard once that if a deer runs in front
you're
of
supposed
you,
to hit it.
You're supposed to aim for it.
Because it'll move.
I don't know. Right. I don't know if that's true or not.
Have you ever seen the movie Days of Thunder?
But I can't bring myself to do it. Yes.
Okay. Same logic right there. You drive
aim for the car.
Right at the accident because the accident will be moved by the time you're there.
But how do you train yourself to do that? I can't. Literally, for probably 10 years, I've been trying to train myself to, if something runs in front of me, try and go towards it. I can't help it. I swerve.
Probably not a turtle, though. I feel like a turtle when people get out of the way.
Turtles are very slow.
Okay. So this one day, I was like, probably your age, Amanda, and I was driving over a bridge.
Wait, I thought this was going to be safer than talking about...
Amanda, I was probably your age, and Amanda's 23, and I was driving over a bridge, and there were hundreds of frogs. They were bouncing.
Oh, how slippery was that?
And I slammed on the brakes, slippery, and just kept driving over them. And it was the grossest feeling. I don't know where they came from. And they weren't like little teeny toads. They were frogs. Oh. Not like huge bullfrogs, but they were just like frogs. Like a cupcake-sized frog.
Frogs the size of cupcakes.
It was disgusting.
And you mowed them down.
What am I supposed
you just
to do?
Ran right through them.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do in that
bridge,
situation?
First off, I was on a bridge.
You stop and
this
shoo
was in
them.
Pontiac.
You stop and shoo them.
Yeah. You do?
Yes.
When all of a sudden they're
yeah! Get out of here!
I mean, can you shoo a frog? I don't know. Or do they just not care?
You can't help it. They just appeared.
They didn't just appear.
They were
like out of thin air.
Yeah, I got to the bridge and there were frogs on it. Poof. What are you going to do?
Boom. What are you going to do?
More smoosh.
Boom. I thought you were going to be done saying that.
No, I'll never be done saying
it. All right. Well, this sounds like a great time to play a little game show then. We can do it. It's our favorite game show.
What?
It's Swerve or Smoosh. 778-957. What do? You see an animal in the road. Do you swerve and try to avoid it? Or do you drive right at it and maybe smoosh the animal? 7708957. Amanda, we know that Connie is a swerver who will sometimes smoosh on the side. How about you?
One time.
I am always going to try to avoid the animal, so swerve.
You always swerve. Now, I'm right there with what Connie was saying, where they say, like Days of Thunder, you drive right at it and hope to not hit it. And I have been able to train myself to drive right at it. I've only hit one thing since I started doing that.
I was going to say, did you start out doing that as a driver?
No. I used to always swerve. I mean, yeah, it's it's just natural to want to swerve.
Do it.
I hit one thing the other morning, a raccoon or a possum.
You did?
And I was like, oh, that's too bad, buddy.
Well, that's what I was telling Amanda. Honestly, turtles, I ran over a turtle once.
What is the deal with you?
It was a giant bump. It was like a giant speed bump.
You need to be banned from like wildlife preserves. let's cross off the list. Duck, wait. Check. Turtle,
who's
check.
Who's this on the phone?
Bridge full of frogs, check.
Hello?
Hey, who's
Hello?
This? We're Hi. Playing we're playing right now. Swerve or Smoosh? Who is this?
This is Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany.
Tiffany,
do you
what
swerve?
Do you
do? I slow down and then swerve.
The slow down and swerve.
The old slow and swerve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What if you don't have a chance to slow down?
Doo-doo. That poor little guy's done then.
Yeah, and it's not safe to swerve.
No.
You'd rather run over a raccoon than hit the car next to you, right?
Or run down and
or
hit
run
a
down
tree.
A hill or over a bridge. Yeah.
Now, okay, so what if it's a deer? I mean, a deer will mess your car up.
Mm-hmm.
I've never hit a deer. I had a deer hit my car one time, but I have never hit a deer. Do you swerve for bigger animals?
I've actually never encountered almost hitting a deer. So,
you're lucky. You are lucky.
Yeah.
Wow. Where are you calling us from? Chicago?
Right. I'm in the big city.
Seriously, you're very lucky.
I saw a bunch of deer this morning on my way in.
Yeah.
Just crossing the road.
I see them all the time. They just never get close to my car.
Okay.
Lucky ducky.
Do you have those whistles?
No, I just do a lot of wishful thinking.
Okay. Well, we like that.
Good
well,
for you,
well, stay
Tiffany.
Safe. I'm
Thanks
knocking
for the
on wood for you.
No
the,
kidding.
The one time a deer hit my car,
mm-hmm.
It was on the side of the road, and I was just driving as same as I would, and it ran out.
Like
and I was
sprint?
Like, I was like, oh, great. We're gonna crash into this deer. And it jumped and landed on my hood and went, like, it jumped onto my car.
Really?
It tried to commit suicide right on my car, and I'm like, come on.
My biggest
but then it ran
fear
off.
That is, that's one of my biggest fears is hitting a deer. And that's why this conversation comes up a lot. I'm afraid of it because I'm afraid that it's going to come through my windshield and be sitting there still alive.
Chop off your
head.
And
it's going to be like, rah, 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 like its mouth's going to be moving
okay.
and looking at me, and I'm going to be all grossed out.
So you're afraid of a Tommy Boy moment.
I knew you were going to say that.
Where I'm more afraid of like decapitation. I don't want it to go through my windshield and get me.
7708-957 gets you into the studio. Do you swerve when you see an animal?
Or do you smush?
Do
it's
you go
our
towards
favorite
it?
Game show. Swerve or smush.
By the way, is it smush or smoosh?
What did I say?
You say smoosh.
Then it's smoosh. There you go, 7708-957.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
What do you do?
I actually tend to do both. There was
you swerve so you can smoosh?
Hit it?
No. I try really hard not to hit it, so I'll try to swerve, but there's actually been a time where I smooshed. I felt so horrible.
Right, you don't feel good about it.
Mm-mm.
Unless you're Connie.
I felt so horrible.
Mm-mm.
What did you run over?
It was the grossest thing. It was a possum.
Oh, yeah. That's what I hit, either a possum or a raccoon the other day.
I hit a cat once.
Okay.
I did. That was the one that made me cry. Why are you laughing? It's not
because
funny.
You're like
that
an animal serial
pet.
Killer is why I'm laughing. I'm not laughing because you are killing animals. I'm laughing because you have killed every animal.
No,
any animal we ever talk about, you have killed in some way, shape,
Natalie,
or form.
Natalie, that is not true. I'm not an animal serial killer.
You are.
That's it. Those are all the animals I've killed. I've never. Oh, no. One time.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. This was not me, though. One time we were driving to Florida. It was a girl trip. I was little with
you
my mom and my sister.
Killer.
And she hit a dog on I-75 going south to Florida, and she lied to us and didn't tell us it was a dog until
hey,
like 10 years later.
How come you guys never do anything with the West Michigan Humane Society? Oh, well, Connie's banned from there. She's a killer. We're not allowed to. She has a restraining order. We can't go within 500 feet of the place.
Natalie, have a good day. Drive safely.
Thank you.
Bye, dear.
Man.
Aisha.
Aisha, do you swerve?
Hi, it's Aisha.
Oh, it's Aisha.
Aisha, do you swerve or smoosh?
I used to swerve, but then I realized how dangerous that is because what if
yes.
a car was coming on the other side?
Yes.
But yeah, or on Sunday, I saw a bunny come across the road, and those things are really fast. So I was like, oh, he'll be gone by the time I get to it, and I hit it. And I looked back, and I saw all his fur in the air, and I felt so bad because it was like done.
Connie knows what that's like.
It was so sad. I was dragging my hand over my mouth forever.
I think that's the reason why I can't go at it. Sad. Because it would make me sad. I would be crying all the time.
Yeah, I was really sad. And I was on my way to church, too, so I felt horrible.
Oh, did you pray for him?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Please take care of the bunny that I just sent to heaven to visit you.
And then don't you just hope that it's just like got put out of its misery quickly? Seriously.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see him on my way home, so maybe he made it.
Maybe he made it. That would be good.
Probably made it. What with all the fur being blown off after that car ran over him. Probably chances are probably pretty good that he made it. Yeah. You won't believe what happened to me.
Curtis, let us live in our little world where we can believe that he made it.
Yeah, he's fine.
And he's off in Bunnyville.
He's fine. I don't know.
He's taking a bath. Thanks,
Aisha. He's great. Hey, where'd you get your hair cut? Around the road. It was great. It's easy. Hurt like hell, but whatever. 7708-957. We're playing Swerve or Smush. Connie claims to swerve, yet she has smushed every animal in the history of animals. What do you do?
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hi.
What?
Are you? I have hit six deer.
Oh, my goodness.
I am a smusher.
You are? Okay, so, okay. First off, do you aim at them?
I aim at them, yep.
And she's hit six.
I do not want to hit a tree or anything else.
Okay. Right, but Curtis was saying that he aims at them, and he's only hit one animal since he started doing that.
Right.
Yeah, I've hit a dog, I've hit a bird, I've hit a squirrel that I swore put a little handkerchief around his eyes and lit a cigarette.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so slow motion, just boom.
Really?
Chris and I need to be best friends.
Well, you guys need to start taking the rapid everywhere you go.
Only the one dog that I hit was the only one I cried about.
Yeah, that's how I was
with the cat. But then we went up to the house and told the people, and they're like, thank God, the dog's gone. Thank you. I'm like,
what?
Wow.
You're not sad.
You know what? Okay, I have a story for you, but I didn't kill this animal. This was one of my cats.
Okay.
Somebody came to our door. I was little. Like when do you remember Planet of the Apes, Chris?
Yes.
Okay, it was on TV, and my grandma was visiting at my parents' house. It was a Sunday night. We were watching Planet of the Apes. Doorbell rings, and my grandma and I go to the door, and there are these two young girls, look like 16, 17 years old. I was probably like, I don't know, 10.
Okay.
And they look at us, and they go, did you have a cat with a gray face?
Did you have?
And I even picked up on the past tense of that.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, 10, and they ran him over. Oh. Angel was his name.
Geez.
Isn't that sad?
Very.
That is sad, and you have
Thanks,
been out
Chris.
For revenge ever since.
So, we saw this story about a TV station that put a rubber turtle in the street to see if people would swerve. Most people did swerve, but four people intentionally ran over it.
Ran right over it.
A group of guys saw it, stopped, and stole it, which is kind of funny. So, we were talking about whether or not you swerve, which you should not do, right?
No, you're supposed to aim right at it. Now, with a turtle, you should be able to position it so it goes under your wheels, right? Because Amanda was saying, well, a turtle moves so slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know where your wheels are under your car.
Right.
You're not dragging anything unless your muffler's hanging down.
Amanda, do you know where your wheels are?
I am aware of where my wheels
are. Okay,
so you could probably get the turtle under, like, the car.
Yeah.
I just remembered... when we worked at the other radio station, I was going to work one morning and there was a pheasant sleeping in the road and I ran it right over.
Wait, it was sleeping in the road?
It was like sitting down because I remember like just, because it was dark when I would go to work.
It seems like that was already dead.
No, it was not dead. It was like sitting up, you know, like just kind of sitting on the ground.
Okay.
But it was huge. I can like hear the like thump in my head.
Did you have feathers in your
grill?
Yeah,
you got feathers in your grill.
Like Lil Wayne. 7708-957. Do you swerve or do you smoosh?
Michelle, hi.
Hello. How are you?
We're good, Michelle. Thank you. What do you do?
I do not swerve, only because if you were in the oncoming lane, would you want a school bus swerving?
No. But,
yeah.
Okay, so have you...
You have to smush them.
I know. This is not a, I feel bad thing. This is a, I can't bring myself at a split second's notice to aim for an animal or anything.
She's very skittish.
Yes.
If she sees
it,
she jerks the wheel.
Yeah.
She can't help herself.
Because she's killed so many animals.
No kidding. You're right. They haunt her.
Oh.
Why have you done this to me?
All those things happened in my younger days, I think.
You know, they say
thanks, Michelle.
That when you die, you're going to see everyone who has died who's been close to you. Mm-hmm. Like some people say that. Maybe you will see all the animals that you have killed. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a little ducky, and there's
Snow
rabbit,
White.
And there's the cat. There's the family of owls. There's what else have you killed? There's all the mice.